USA Radio News.
The president offering his congratulations to Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement.
The president then turned the mic over to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, who says walls do work.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The partial government shutdown has affected the latest government report on first-time jobless claims. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Filings for U.S. unemployment benefits increased to more than 230,000 last week, but economists weren't surprised. They say the increase is from government workers who've been affected by the partial federal government shutdown, causing the furlough of about 350,000 workers. Even with the rise in claims, the average number submitted was still near the lowest average since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donut sticks are being added to the breakfast menu at McDonald's. Business Insider says the fast food chain will have the cinnamon-flavored deep-fried snack for a limited time starting next month. Customers will be offered a deal, which includes six donut sticks and a small coffee for $1.99. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Mediterranean diet is growing in popularity. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
U.S. News and World Report says the diet is still the best overall and the easiest to follow. Just eat mostly plant-based foods, vegetables, fruit, nuts, and extra virgin olive oil instead of butter. Eat plenty of fish and seafood, but cut back on chicken, eggs, and dairy. Last year, the Mediterranean tied with the government's DASH diet to stop hypertension and lower cholesterol levels. If your goal is to lose weight, the best plan is still Weight Watchers.
Fewer people rang in the new year by watching traditional countdown shows on TV. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The New Year's Eve countdown shows on ABC, NBC, and Fox all suffered year-to-year declines on Monday night. As usual, though, ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve led the way. The show, hosted by Ryan Seacrest, drew an 8.3 household rating and a 6.5 for adults 18 to 49. Ringing in another year of on-air shenanigans was CNN's Don Lemon. The New Year's Eve coverage from New Orleans and his antics again sent the hashtag DrunkDonLemon into overdrive on Twitter, where users posted footage of the anchor singing, dancing, cradling puppies, and tossing back drinks while he was reporting live.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.